When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another very exciting episode of Ultra Hope Girls. We are joined here today with Scotty, who is the admin for Danganronpa Wiki, and we are very, very excited to have them here with us today. Just a heads up that this episode will spoil
the entirety of the Danganronpa series.
But yeah, we're about to get into it. So yeah, let's get rocking and rolling.
I'm Maddie.
I'm Marin.
I'm Caroline.
And I'm Scotty Danganronpa Wiki, and they're the Ultra Hope Girls.
Welcome to the Danganronpa Podcast.
You're on the threshold of an amazing episode. Showtime.
Well, Scotty, thank you so much for joining us today. We're so excited to have you.
Well, thanks for having me. It's nice to meet you finally.
I know, it's nice to meet you too. After like a year of just like back and forth, it's just great.
Just silently dropping your podcast links into my inbox.
Yes. We'll just be like, here we go. At the beginning, I think we weren't sure if we should say more, so we definitely like wrote a paragraph. We all start somewhere.
It's fine. I often never know how to respond either, so as we've discovered, so it's fine.
We're killing it. We're just doing our best.
Yeah.
So our first question for you, Scotty, is just to tell us about yourself outside of Danganronpa Wiki as much as you're comfortable. What do you like? Who are you? All the things. You can just, this is the question if you want to talk about all of those things or promote anything.
Well, I'm Scotty. I've been the social media manager and the admin for Danganronpa Wiki for about 4 years now. I'm not really in any other fandoms, mainly. I do really like Doctor Who, I'll say that. But Danganronpa is a pit that you can't really climb out of and has consumed my entire life, really. So that's really all.
We understand that pit. Yeah. We're in it. Never coming out.
There is no escape.
So, Scotty, what is your Danganronpa story? How did you first find out about it? Can you tell us some more about that?
I got involved with Danganronpa in a really weird backwards way. My friend Mona Lama, who's also a moderator on the wiki, got recruited to the wiki sometime in mid-2017, early 2017. So after V3 had come out in Japanese, but before it had come out in English. And they got recruited because the moderator, the wiki only had a single moderator who was 16 years old and didn't speak English fluently and had been left alone by all these other moderators that just ghosted, disappeared, gone into the ether. So he recruited a couple of moderators, but then all of the moderators, apart from Mona Lama, wanted to stay spoiler-free for V3. So Lama was like, I need help, please. Can you come and help me? But the thing is, I didn't really know anything about Danganronpa, but I do know how to do wiki stuff because I've been doing wiki stuff since I was like 15 and I'm like 30 now. So I came in and was doing like all the Code Monkey stuff and fixing all the graphic stuff. But it's really hard to help with anything when you don't know what the characters' names are. So I had to go. I was like, okay, well, I have to go and watch an LP or something now. So I went and sat down and watched a full Let's Play of Danganronpa 1. And I was like, well, I guess I'm in this now. And that was it. It was all downhill from there. I really had no knowledge of Danganronpa at all, apart from like very, very online person background knowledge of Nagito being a Tumblr sexy man and like the ongoing, never-ending Chihiro gen discourse. That was the only things that I knew. So going in, I was completely blind. But I mean, it's a good series, so it wasn't the worst thing that could have happened to me.
True.
Very true. How long did it take you from the start of playing, like, or watching through Trigger Happy Havoc until finishing through V3 and, like, the extra content outside of the main games?
Well, I watched the R1, and then I think I played the three games that had come out, so 1, 2, and Ultra Despair Girls. And then there was obviously the gap waiting for it to come out in English. So from the first three games, I ended up playing like within a month. I like stuck my head in the bucket and was like, okay, if I'm doing this, I'm doing this. Okay. So, because like Monolama had been my friend for such a long time and I could see how much she was struggling. So I was like, well, I've got to try it. I've got to try and help because this is a problem. Because you have to imagine that the period between it coming out in Japanese and coming out in English, everybody was trying to be the first person to add what Jimmy Danganronpa Fan 69 had put on Tumblr that wasn't necessarily true or false, but they wanted to be the one to add it. And so somebody had to say, no, that's not going on, or yes, that's not going on, yes, that's going on. That couldn't be down to one person. It wasn't fair. So I did my best.
I think you did a great job. I mean, Danganronpa-ki, the amount of times we reference that on our show as like a critical source is innumerous. Yeah.
Well, there really is to the current mod team, there really is like before the mods and after the mods, because the wiki's been around since around the time Danganronpa 2 came out, but there's never been a consistent moderator for like 7 years. There was no consistent moderator. They all like appeared and then disappeared within like a month or two. So until like this like Avengers team came in around 2017, it was like a war zone. There was so much misinformation on there and problems to fix and stolen translations and people uploading fan art into character galleries called waifu.jpg. And so so much of our time has just been trying to fix the relationship with the community to say like, hey, this can be a reliable resource if like people care. And so that's what we've tried to do in the last few years. And I'd like to think we've succeeded, but there is a measurable difference between what it used to be like and how it is now, really.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense. So what has changed since the Danganronpa community first began? Like when you were first entering, what have you seen change since that time?
Well, because I joined so late in the fandom cycle, as it were. So it was the last game that came out. So I've watched it go from people going absolutely bananas. And we were at a time when it came out, we were like the 10th most popular wiki on the site that we hosted on, which is really crazy because Danganronpa is not that big of a series, to sort of just being kept sort of on a weird life support by fandom alone, which is how it feels, sort of feels now, but it's obviously picking up again now that it's coming out on Switch and the new Danganronpa S is coming out. So it's been obvious to watch. It's been a clear, what's the opposite of a spike, a trough? watching the interest go down. But interestingly, since there was no other like a news source, which is why we made the Twitter account originally, watching that grow like in a snowball way, just because there was no alternative place to get concentrated news from, I think it's been like a very interesting measure of how the fandom is still there and still very interested, just not necessarily at the level that it used to be, I would say.
I think there's definitely been growth, like noticeable growth in the community since the Danganronpa S announcement.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I remember the three of us, we heard the announcement and like went to see what your thoughts were and see, you know, what new information was out. And that was really cool to have that resource. So thank you for making that.
Yeah. I think I just tweeted, holy
bleep.
And I got something like 10K likes in about 2 hours. And I was like, oh.
So a lot of work seems to go into each page on the website and post on Twitter and more that like Danganronpa Wiki has their hand in. So we were curious what a normal week of work looks like for you as an admin.
Well, as an admin now, I'm mostly on hiatus, but when we're really in the weeds trying to fix something or say the new game's just come out, when we were doing the say the transcripts for Ultimate Talent Development Plan, let's say, each of those pages would take each of us maybe 4 or 5 hours each. So we have to split that up between us all, and it's a whole thing, and there's like spreadsheets, and so wow. and then that's just one component. Say if we're trying to fix a character page, that can be 3 or 4 days work, 4 or 5 hours a day, but we're all volunteers, so it just happens when it happens, and that's sort of the way we're approaching it. We don't get paid for this, so things will get done when they get done. If someone's busy with school, and it'll have to wait a little bit longer. If someone's busy with work or life, things will just take a bit longer. But right. It's not easy.
Yeah, it is definitely like the amount of stuff that's on there, and I can only imagine the amount of work. Like if a Danganronpa 4 were to come out, how much that would like go
don't,
on
don't
to
curse
you.
Me don't do this
I'm
to
sorry,
me
sorry but I mean
don't come into my house and put this work directly on my lap.
Listen, what it's is not this? Me oh my god oh Spike Chunsoft. So one thing that we wanted to ask you, as somebody who's, I mean, you said you've been doing this for 4 years, which is mm-hmm. rather impressive and very awesome. We were wondering if you had a piece of advice or a couple pieces of advice for Danganronpa content creators or for our listeners in general.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, I will say that you see more in terms of things like fan art and YouTube videos and say podcasts and things. There really is just the basic thing of networking. It's like anything else. You've got to get out there, and you've got to make friends with other people. You've got to have some confidence to be like, yeah, I think my thing's good. I think other people will like this thing. And that's sort of why I started the whole submission drive thing on the Twitter, is because the way I see it is that the fandom, the things that fandom creates, are the things that have kept this fandom alive for so long, because there's been so many gaps with no content. So in my mind, I have a big platform. So I'm going to use that platform as like the fandom fridge, and people can come and say, hey, I drew this thing, I made this thing, can you put it up on the fridge? And I'm like, yeah, you can put it up on the fridge. Just take opportunities to reach out to people and be like, hey, I think you might like this piece of fan art that you know loves this character or something. You know, you have to get out there. You have to make connections with people, just even if it's just to get the starting ball rolling. Because I get people come into my inbox sometimes who've got like 4 followers and like no likes on their posts. And I'm like, this is genuinely a really nice piece of artwork. I'm going to retweet it for you. And then next time they come back to me, they're like 400 followers. And it's like, well, great. They've got the platform now. They're going to organically grow. And then that you just need that boost. And the way I've always seen it is, what's the point in having a big account in a fandom that generates so much content for everybody to enjoy if I'm not going to use it to help other people and boost other people up? Because otherwise I'm just talking about keychains every day, and there's only so much talking about keychains that you can do.
True.
The fandom fridge is just so cute. Like, that is the best imagery I've heard in a long time.
That's how it feels sometimes, because sometimes I do get the cutest messages from people that are like, I don't even know if this is very good, and I made this thing, and I haven't got any likes, and I wondered if you could share it to people. And I'm like, of course I can, of course. Of course I can. I'm going to retweet that immediately.
I mean, we were those people. Like, yeah. I can't believe it's been more than a year, but like we came to you with our little thing we made. We said, here, can you please post this?
Do you have any plans in the future with Danganronpa Wiki, like with Danganronpa S coming out, or anything even beyond that? Any future ideas, plans?
Well, we've really got to play it by ear. And it's at least we do know that Danganronpa S has got the same sort of framework as Ultimate Talent Development Plan. That name is way too long. So we at least know we've got the tools to be able to do similar content to what we did with that. So the transcripts and so on. So hopefully it should be a fairly seamless transition. But beyond that, we always have to sort of play by ear and hope that Spike Chunsoft doesn't break down our door at 2 a.m. and be like, hey, there's a brand new game and here's 15 new characters.
I was curious. Yeah. What would your thoughts be on a Danganronpa 4, like a main game? Because the end of V3 is really divisive in that regard. So I was wondering what the expert of Danganronpa would think.
I have to say that game was a nightmare for us in terms of how do you write about something that doesn't have a canonical ending? The amount of discourse we had in our staff chat about how we were going to handle that, because like it's like, do we have 2 pages per character where one's this version of events and there's one's the other? And without having any still no word of God about what actually happened, it's difficult. So it would depend entirely on if Danganronpa 4 would give us the word of God of what happened at the end of V3, or if it's going to be its entirely own thing. That personally, for my own sanity, I would pray that it's its internal experience. But in my mind, they cannot stop returning to the same stuff over and over again. So in my mind, I'm still going to have to update like all of the character pages when a new game comes out. You just have to brace yourself.
That's true.
So we also want to ask you, kind of like going off of that, like just about some of your opinions on Danganronpa in general, we are curious as to what your favorite Danganronpa game is in the series.
Oh, it's definitely Danganronpa 1.
Yeah!
hands down, full stop, underline, bold, full, all caps.
Why?
Well, for me, it's partially because it's a simpler experience. I think by the time it got to V3, like every trial is like 6 hours long. And for DR1, the characters are more simplified. The story is more simplified. You get to know these characters individually. There's not so much stuff going on. And for me, it was just a more enjoyable experience. It's not that I don't like the other games, but for me, I feel like in some ways the other games handled the character balance better. I think the series has always had a problem with balancing, not just highlighting like 3 or 4 characters and forgetting the rest. But it's less pronounced in Danganronpa 1 just because there's less of it. But with V3, for a chapter, you're looking at like 10 hours maybe for a chapter, and but for one, you can play the whole game in a day if you want to. And for me, that felt like a more complete experience than V3, which felt like hard work. That the final trial for V3 felt like, especially that mini, the rhythm mini game in V3, felt like torture. I remember watching, I don't remember how you pronounce his last name, Chris Tagliaferro, the voice actor for Roma. I remember watching him playing it on Twitch and how long it took him to beat. And I'm like, oh, I'm glad it's not just me. I think it took him a solid 30 minutes to complete it. And I'm like, why is this necessary? This isn't necessary. Just tell me a story. I remember that too.
That was such a funny stream because he would like lose in the game and like just leave his computer and go like, sit on the wall with like his head in his hands, and I was like, no. Chris, buddy,
you could see his soul slowly leaving his body like an apparition just leaving, just leaking out of his mouth, just I'm done, I'm leaving, this is enough. Goodbye.
When we were playing V3 through for the first time, Marin was like streaming it just to me so that we could like play it together, and that last trial we like were like, we're gonna finish it tonight. And we were up until like 2 a.m.
Nope.
Yeah,
it's
weird.
It's work. You should get paid to do it.
I remember that. I remember watching that Twitch stream too with Chris Tagliaferro play. Like, I remember that exact moment, Marin. I think you and I were like texting each other while we were watching it, and like watching Chris like go lay on the floor in the background of like. his Twitch setup. Like, it just went on for like so long. The
that
poor
was,
man.
Like, pure despair for him. And the chat is just saying, like, despair, despair.
Like, oh, despair. Despair. It's like, oh my God.
Yeah, that was wow. Our next question for you is, what is your favorite case in a Danganronpa game?
Well, my favorite character is Sakura, followed by Aoi. So for me, it's the one where, well, that sounds morbid. It's like the one where Sakura dies. But like, I think it's a very interesting case, particularly because it gave Aoi a lot of character development that I felt like she didn't get outside of those chapters, because she was ready to have everybody die just because they wronged her friend. And it's like, yeah, it's like you just met this person and you're like, well, I'm just going to throw hands. It's fine. So so it was, that's why I just think it was a really interesting way of highlighting a character which up to that point and beyond that point was just sort of a character, a comic relief character. So yeah, I've loved Sakura, and she's so cool, and I think that the way she went out was so noble. So she tried, didn't work, but she tried, and I think that's and it was an interesting, it's interesting that that's sort of been paralleled in every game that's followed it, because it's such an interesting concept in the context of being stuck in a game where someone's got to die, so it might as well be me.
That's really true. Feel free to talk about any others you like as well.
My favorite is still Danganronpa one. So it's mostly those two, and actually Monomi and Monokuma are actually my other two favorite characters.
We see Danganronpa Wiki's icon is the Monokuma and Monomi usually. Yeah.
Yeah, well, originally, we just thought it would be a funny joke, but then I was just like, oh no, I really, really love the little costume. And then that was it. Then I'm like, well, I'm dedicated to this now. So, but yeah, I just really love both of them. And I just think Monokuma is one of the best sort of like mascot characters in any series. I just think it is hilarious and keeps the tone going onward throughout all the series without it going too dark or too insane. Well, Monokuma's not sane, but you know, it just keeps it on the same tone throughout the whole series, which I think is an interesting thing, and I think is a good plot device. Really, mm-hmm. I do really love Monokuma. Also, he's round and shaped like a friend. So,
shaped like a friend.
Not that I have a type, but I think nearly all of my favorite characters are all like the sports girls. So I do like Akane and I do like Tenko, and you know, I just think they're really cool, and you know, and I really loved how I'm just going to call it V3's bonus mode now because I can't bother to say that whole name again. Like, provided them with some moments together, like, because obviously they would be friends and obviously they would hang out, and I'm like, yay, this is for me, this is content for me specifically, I'm being pandered to, and that's completely fine. But I do feel like, unfortunately, the sporty girls do tend to get sort of sidelined. It's fairly evident that they get put in their box as being like the energetic ones that are just there to be loud, and they don't get as much character spotlight as I would like. But then that's an ongoing problem with the series as a whole. So,
all right, everybody, we're going to take a quick break, but don't go away, because after we come back, you're going to find out which ultimate ability Scotty would have if they were a member of Hope's Peak. Make sure you check us out on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter. We're Ultra Hope Girls Podcast everywhere. And if you'd like to support us further, we have a Patreon. The lowest tier is just $2 a month, and you get access to a bunch of bonus content. So it's a really good time. Definitely check us out there. And we'll be right back after the break. Hello, everybody. Caroline here with a pretty exciting announcement. So I, separate from the other Ultra Hope girls, am offering some online virtual classes in things such as writing, because, you know, I'm the ultimate literary girl,
and performing, and also some clubs and classes virtually via my own school, which I founded, called the Spilling Ink School. You can check that out at thespillinginkschool.com. I'm offering tutoring in college essays. I'm offering, you know, piano classes and all that jazz. So definitely check it out. It's a good time. And I will also be offering some clubs and classes that are Danganronpa related via OutSchool. So I'll keep the links all in the description. They are for people under 18, so ask your parents before checking it out. But yeah, I'm excited to potentially have some listeners in my classes, and I wanted to let you know that that's going on. So thanks so much in advance for checking it out, and I look forward to teaching some of you.
If you had any ultimate ability, what ultimate ability would you have? Meaning, like, what ultimate ability would Scotty have if they were scouted for Hope's Peak?
Ultimate fandom dad.
Perfect.
Someone's got to try and protect the 12-year-old people that are following me from having to see things that they should never see. And try and but also I don't know. I think it's been something that I didn't know that I would be good at until I did it, and I don't regret doing now. I did it at the beginning because it was hard. It's hard waking up at like 3 a.m. to watch a live stream from Japan where you don't even know if anything's going to actually be told. But it's been an interesting experience to be someone that people can know that they will get the reliable information that the fandom hasn't had for a long time. So it's been nice to know that, well, at least I can do it. It's hard work, but it's not undoable. And I'm surprised that no one before me has ever done it, apart from a few YouTube creators that have tried. But it's difficult when there isn't a constant drip of news to just be satisfied with talking about keychains every day, as I've said. But yeah, it's I think that would probably be my title, probably. Nice. Whether I like it or not.
Which Danganronpa character do you feel most similar to?
Probably Monami. I'm just trying to do my best. I'm not always going to do the right thing. I'm not always going to be listened to. You're not always going to, I'm not always going to be saying the thing that you want me to say. I'm just saying what's happened. So if Spike announces something and it's something weird, or someone's wearing a swimsuit that you don't like or whatever, that's not my fault. Why are you in my reply shouting at me? I didn't do it.
Right.
That is awesome. I don't think we've ever had someone say Monami.
I can relate to that. I'm just trying to keep this boat moving. I'm just trying to get us from A to B. And
That's awesome. We should have, like, back in the old days of Tumblr, I was a Disney Tumblr child. And we had Disney families, and we should have like a Danganronpa family where we like have people be like the different characters in the family.
Oh, I remember those.
Do you remember those?
Yeah.
I was like a baby back then.
It's like the Tumblr version of the MySpace top 8. That's what that was.
Yeah. It's true.
Yep.
So we have a challenge for you.
Uh-oh.
Can you stump the Ultra Hope Girls with a fact we don't know, like a trivia question?
Oh, you're putting me on the spot now. I thought of something. You might know this. Okay. Just from having been on my Twitter account. It is my favorite weird piece of trivia. Okay, so Celestia Ludenberg in her dorm room has something weird and branded with a real world character, or multiple characters. Does anybody know what that is?
We see her dorm room, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We do.
Other Ultra Hope Girls in the third chapter. Oh, I'm playing through chapter 3 with my girlfriend right now, and we haven't gotten in there yet. Oh,
something weird.
It's not necessarily weird, but it's like, why is that there? Like, why is this real world object in
So is it like it's a character?
It's a real world character. It is an object that is in Celestia's room.
Is it like Pikachu or something?
I was going to say my gut is like Pokemon.
Mm-mm. So when you say real world character, do you mean like not like a real person, like a fictional character?
It's a fictional character from our world. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mario.
Mm-mm.
Princess Peach. Mm-mm. Daisy.
Mm-mm. Can you give us like a hint of what realm?
Oh yeah, let's get a hint.
Well, they're Disney characters.
Wait, two? There's two?
I can't know if there's two or three. I can't remember without looking at it.
Is it Mickey and Minnie and Donald Duck?
No.
Disney characters. See, I would think princesses.
It is.
Wait.
Who would Celeste put on her wall? Which of the princesses are rich?
Snow White. Snow White?
I can't remember if one of them is Snow White. I know two of them.
Okay. Well, they could be the original three, which are Snow White, Cinderella, and Sleeping Beauty.
I would guess
one of them is Belle. Yes.
Is it Sleeping Beauty?
It's Belle, it's Ariel. And I can't remember who. I think there's a third one, but she's got shampoo bottles on her shelf that, for no reason whatsoever, have got Disney princesses on them.
Wow, that is a fun fact.
I guess Belle, because it's someone who changes her station completely. You know, mm-hmm. like
and
Ariel too.
Changes her physical body.
That's true.
Yeah.
Wow. Consider us stumped. Good job.
If you remind me at the end, I'll send you the link to the. I did post them all on Twitter at one point because I found them really interesting. All
that's
the dorm
so
room
cool.
stuff. Yeah.
Like,
I just have no idea why it's in there, but it is.
It's so random.
That's so interesting. Is there any other like fun dorm room trivia or other trivia that you've like discovered while researching Danganronpa that you can share with us that we might not know?
Off the top of my head, Ibuki's got an Amy Winehouse magazine on her floor.
No kidding.
Of course she does. She's amazing.
That checks.
She has great taste.
Yeah. I can't remember any of those, but I did make a thread, else I'll link it to you at the end.
Yeah, please do.
I'm gonna read the whole thing. It's so cool. So our next question for you is, what were your first thoughts on Danganronpa S?
Here we go again. But no, I thought it was, I enjoyed V3 bonus mode so much because I thought it was such an injection of what the series could have done with some more, which is more just character exploration and more friendship stuff, which I think the series does. The thing I like about Danganronpa, and the reason I think it's so popular, is that it's sort of a waifu generator. So because every character's designed to be like from their own little genre and they're all completely different and they're all like could be from a completely different game and just been transported into this world, when you go into it, there's guaranteed to be somebody that you will like. And the thing that I find interesting about Danganronpa compared to other franchises is that often any two people don't have the same favorites. Like, a lot of people will like popular characters, but they'll always have some random fave off to the side that isn't necessarily as popular as the others. And they will have very, very strong opinions about that character that nobody else will agree with. But when I saw that it was going to be more of that, I was like, oh, that's nice. I want more of that. Just more of this, please. I'm dying of thirst. Give me a crumb of happy content.
That ain't the mood,
it's
I swear.
So true.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. On our podcast, we play a game for every game, I guess, called Bestie Picks Waifu. We're curious, who would you want to be your waifu from Danganronpa?
Well, not necessarily waifu. Maybe child would be Sakura, I guess. As like in practical terms. I don't know, probably Aoi is more on my wavelength in the real world sense. But I really like both of them for similar reasons. And I don't know, I just think they're both great.
Also them as a unit.
They come as a package. Do not separate them.
They're so good.
All right. Our last question for you is, how can people support you and Danganronpa Wiki?
Well, we're all volunteers over there. So the best thing you can do is just following us and carrying on reading us. And if you feel like sending us a DM or a reply or a like on the or a comment on the wiki, sometimes saying, hey, I really like such and such, or this is cool or whatever, it does make it worthwhile. We do put a lot of work into it. So it's always, always nice to hear people say, hey, we use this all the time and it's so helpful. And it's like, okay, so maybe it was worth us spending like 100 hours writing this out. Okay. So so for us, just sending us DMs, so sending me your art, you know, just acknowledging that we exist. it just helps us to know that we have a relationship with the people that have been using us as a resource all these years. And it's always nice to know that it's not in vain, because we are a strange wiki in that we have ridiculous view counts. We get something like sometimes like 5 million hits a month. It's crazy. But unlike all the wikis of our size, we have like no editors. It's just us. It's like, oh, okay. So we actually do have some feedback sometimes. Most wikis is collaborative with the editors, but because it's so complete in such a way that people don't feel compelled to edit it, so it's just us. And so whenever we do get feedback, it's like, oh, thank God, it wasn't all worthless. So just following us on Twitter or just, you know, sending us a comment on the wiki or whatever is always appreciated.
Yeah. Yeah. Quite literally every Ultra Hope Girls, everyone I'm sure is what someone says, I got this off Danganronpa Wiki. Shout out to Danganronpa Wiki or like whatever. So yeah, we will keep shouting you out. And listeners, definitely, definitely follow Danganronpa on Twitter and check them out on their wiki site. And if you're an editor, you want to help them out.
Yeah, we would, if you have experience with a wiki like ours, where it's a lot of writing, because I think the thing that people don't understand about is how much writing there is. And it's easy to think that it would be a fun and easy job, but it's a lot of work. So if you are someone who has edited wikis in the past and thinks that you would be a good fit, we always welcome people to message us and say, hey, would you like some help? Especially now that we've got Danganronpa S coming out. Oh God. So if you think that that would be right for you, then either DM me on Twitter or contact us on the wiki and we can chat about it.
All right, everybody. Today with Scotty, we're going to be playing our amended Bedwed Behead. And we will now, all the three of the Altered Despair Girls, will share the things that we're going to be choosing between. And we are going to be choosing between Sakura, Hina, and Akane.
I thought we were the Ultra Hope Girls.
Wait, did I say Ultra Despair Girls?
It's kind of funny, though, if you want to keep it in.
I will be the Ultra Despair Girl. So I'll present my category first. Mine is, whose autobiography would you most want to edit?
Mine is, who would you want to volunteer at a food pantry with?
Oh, that's cute. Mine is, so I know in the past I did one prompt of like, who would you want to tutor in math? But this time I'm flipping it. So who would you want to be your math tutor?
Oh, that's a great one. Oh, I have my answers. Okay. So I think I would want to edit Sakura's autobiography, because I think that she has a lot of connection with her personal, like her family and everything. And I think that she would include a lot of facts about that. So I would definitely want to edit her autobiography. I think it'd be really interesting to read. Yeah. And to collaborate with her on that would be really fun. For volunteering at a food pantry, I would pick Akane, because we do learn a little bit about her background and her family life and how her family kind of lived in poverty. And so I think that she would really appreciate giving back to her community. Not that the other characters wouldn't, but I think that it would have a special place in her heart for her personally. And for math tutoring, I would pick Hina, because if you need anyone to cheer you on to do anything, Hina is your gal. She is going to be like, Caroline, learn math. And I'm going to be like, yes, ma'am. And then we would run around in the hall, so we wouldn't be sitting all the time. We would take breaks and go run around.
And Taco would yell at you.
Yeah. And Taco would yell at us for running. Yeah. And that would be
no
fine.
No running in the halls.
Yeah, so those are mine.
My answer is a little bit different. So I would choose Sakura to tutor me in math because I just don't know how it would go if Hina or Akane tried to tutor me in math. Like, I think it would just be a hot mess. So I think Sakura, like, I think I would need someone with like someone more calm and someone with like lots of patience because math is not my strong suit. In terms of working at a food pantry with them, I think I would choose Hina. I'd be a little concerned that Akane would eat all of the food. I think I'd probably choose Hina. I think we'd have a fun time together and I think it would be sweet and we'd get a lot done. And then I would choose Akane to edit her autobiography because, like you said, Caroline, Akane actually has a very interesting backstory. And so I'd love to learn more about it.
I also have a different answer, but it's pretty similar. Okay, so I would edit Akane's autobiography. I also think it would be really interesting. And I feel like it wouldn't focus on her talent, kind of like what you were saying, Maddie, but I feel like Akane, kind of like Leon, doesn't really care that much about the talent that she was given and kind of just uses it when she needs to and then doesn't really feel the need to talk about it elsewise. So I think it would be a really interesting book. I would take Sakura to volunteer at a food pantry. She's super strong. I think we would absolutely like get everything done. The amount of boxes of food that we could pack, unreal. And then I would have Hina tutor me for similar reasons as Caroline. She would be the ultimate cheerleader. And I feel like she would have really good ways to learn things. Like when she meets people and writes down the names three times on her hand, like I feel like she would just have good techniques to remember like formulas and things. I don't know. I get that vibe from her. So yeah, that would be my answers.
All right, Scotty, beam them up. Do you ever get that?
I actually have a t-shirt with a Scotty dog being in a red shirt. Yeah, being beamed up. It says beam me up, Scotty. Yeah, really.
That's amazing.
My answer's pretty similar to yours, Caroline, for like similar reasons. I think that Sakura's got a really interesting life story in that she was like the first girl in her family to excel at her craft and like and become the and wanting to be the strongest person in the world. So I think that's an interesting story that she's got, and she's got a long family history, which I think would be interesting to edit a biography for. To work at a food pantry, I agree that I think Akane would be the most likely to do that anyway. I think that she's probably been to them, and so people who have been to them are most likely to be there. And I think that she'd have the energy that she knows that people appreciate when they're in that sort of position. And I think that she'd be great at it too, because she's peppy. and I'm absolutely terrible at maths. So I would feel a kindred spirit in someone like Hina, who I also feel would also be very, very bad at maths. So we could just be bad together. And at least she can be cheerful while we're being bad about it. And I will just sit there in a ball of gloom.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for tuning into our episode today. Thank you so much, Scotty, for coming and talking with us. It was so interesting to hear from the person on the other side of Danganronpa Wiki. That was awesome. So thank you.
Oh, thanks for having me. It was great to finally talk to you after all this time.
Yes, for sure. Please, if you're listening, go follow Danganronpa Wiki on Twitter and make sure that you check out the Danganronpa Wiki page and website. They are phenomenal and just provide so much information that you definitely missed when you were playing the game. So check them out, give them a follow, support them. If you want more Danganronpa content, make sure you become a patron. The lowest tier is $2 a month and you'll get access to even more Ultra Hope Girls episodes, bloopers, a Discord chat, and so much more. We'd love to see you there. Follow us on Twitter. We have a Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. We're everywhere. We would love to hear from you and connect with you. And if you have any questions for us, make sure you leave them on anchor.fm and you will have the chance to be featured in a future episode. And that's all from us today. Thanks for tuning in and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.